Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 12, 1804, day 152 of the expedition. Camped about 10 miles above the previous camp on the opposite shore. Today's campsite was in Campbell County, South Dakota. Captain Clark is still the main author of the journals. Captain Lewis confers daily with Clark and then generally writes a duplicate of the day's activities and writes his own entries in the scientific journal that he keeps. As we have stated in the past, duplicate entries were made in case one copy was lost or destroyed. Clark was also the main map maker and often used data collected by Lewis. Captain Clark writes,
"Went to the house of the second chief, where there was many chiefs and warriors, and about 7 bushels of corn, a pair of leggings, and a twist of their tobacco, and seeds of 2 kinds of tobacco. We sat some time before the council commenced. This man spoke at some length, declaring his disposition to believe and pursue our counsels. Requested us to take a chief of their nation and make a pact with the Mandans and nations above. After answering the parts of the second chief's speech which required it, we went to the village of the third chief. The same ceremony took place before he could speak to us on the great subject. Captain William Clark, October 12, 1804.
Captain Clark also wrote a lengthy description of the Arikaras and stated that there were about 600 men able to bear arms, which were mostly fusees, a type of flintlock or matchlock rifle. The Indians appeared to be peaceful. The men were tall, the women small and industrious. The women did most of the work and raised great quantities of corn, beans, and simmons being summer squash. Tomorrow, a court-martial.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.